AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Beans.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today's Friday, July the 25th, 2025. Hey, July 25th, 2025. I don't know if that'll ever happen again. Ed Battagliano, good morning, Brother Ed.
Well, good morning. It won't happen in our lifetime.
J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. Fella said he's wearing pink today. He's wearing pink to raise awareness for people who forget to separate their red laundry from their whites.
Tip of the hat to John.
John Fresh. Evans.
John Evans, you sent that.
Yes, funny. Good stuff right there.
That's funny. All right.
We've all done that.
Absolutely. Trivia Friday it is on American Family
Radio. I'm wearing pink right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, you can't see it.
We didn't need to know that. We really didn't. But anyway. Ed, Tim, and JJ. Tell us what's going on here this hour and a half, Ed.
Well, this is Learning University. We're educating our students.
Are.
Absolutely. We are making our listeners, our students, smarter, betterer, and awesomer.
And more awesome.
One question at a time.
Yes,
so,
it is.
We three professors are going to give three questions each to our students. These are trivia questions. We invite you to call in and ask and or answer. We like it if you can do both, ask and answer. Here's the number to call, 888-589-8840. So this is just our regular show. Next week we have first-time callers, but that's not today. I had asked our producer, Brent Creeley, about that. So that means if you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, you can call in. If you have been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, we just ask you to wait a week. And so 888-589-8840. You do need to be 11 years old or older to call in and converse with us. One of these nine questions, JJ, something special about it. What's up with that?
One of these original nine questions is the mystery question. Now, you don't know which one it is. That's why it's a mystery. But if you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding-a-ding. Blow the cowbell.
And you're going to win a really nice AFR cap. I've seen a lot of good-looking caps. This is one of the best ones I've ever seen. I mean that honestly. So if you don't win, go to the store and get this. We also have T-shirts and all kinds
of books
and DVDs. Videos.
Soap.
Everything.
We have soap.
Soap on a rope.
We have
throwback.
AFR soap.
Yeah,
soap
on a rope.
Yep.
And Aquavelva.
Yes.
Another throwback.
We do.
So, AFR caps, good-looking cap.
We have Edge.
Somebody's going to win one, but you can purchase that. It's a good-looking cap, and it helps the ministry of AFR.
We also have Aquavelva.
Aquavelva.
Along with that Aquavelva.
Boy, that was some good-smelling stuff, wasn't it?
I hope it was. I got it every
Aquavelva.
Christmas.
Aquavelva.
By the way, to find those fine products, you go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net.
Wasn't Edge a shaving cream? Is that still around?
What now?
Edge.
Oh, yeah. I think I still get it.
Boys, maybe
it's Barbasol.
Let's don't stop now because last night before I went to bed, I was listening to my 8-track player and drinking Fresca, And then this morning when I got up after brushing my teeth, I just put a little high karate on.
High karate. I was about to say.
Are you ready to take on the day, weren't you, JJ?
I'm ready to go. Yes, sir.
High karate.
Who needs a fidget spinner when you got clackers? Now, those of you that are 50 and younger, you have no idea what we're talking about, but those are some throwbacks to the good old days.
That's all right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University.
Yes, sir. I think you sent out a little text to some of our Trivia Friday folks. Did you mention that we're going to have try to get a new T-shirt up?
Yes, sir. We haven't had a new T-shirt here for this fine institution for learning in probably 3 years or so. Yeah. So we're working on that design. We're going to contract with an Italian.
Here we go.
Leonardo something.
we've been in touch with him. Said he'll do it. He'll make us.
Hey, would it be too forward of me to ask if just my picture could be on it? Because I'm just thinking the best looking out of the three of us, it just stands to reason. Would you pray about it or fast about it?
That kind of goes against the biblical concept of humility.
Well, there you go. I already ruined the chance there.
It does, and I was just going to say.
Or maybe he's being honest.
Brutally. It sounded like he was bragging, but the bar is so low on this show as to best looking.
Yeah, we don't, We also had the brief.
Well, if you're going to say that, what about all three of us in the back of our heads? And then nobody would really know who was who, and they'd know, what in the world is this all about?
Well, that's a better-looking shot.
It's a thought.
That's my better side.
Right. Folks, we got faces for radio.
Faces for radio. All right, here are my three questions. In Olympic fencing,
here we go.
Three types of swords are used. You name two of them. That is your question. In Olympic fencing, three types of swords are used.
Long and short don't count, right?
No, that doesn't count. Yeah. Name two of those. Second question, the Sea of Atlas was the ancient Greeks' name for what body of water? The Sea of Atlas was the ancient Greeks' name for what body of water? You just need to think about where the Greeks were.
I know where the Sea of Love is.
The Sea of Love. And third question, the Carolina Reaper. Uh-huh. Was the nickname of an American hero in the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false?
He also took on Hulk Hogan.
Carolina Reaper?
Yeah, he did. Took him down.
Carolina Reaper.
And, Jerry Lawler. R.I.P. That's it. Hey, yesterday morning.
Let me just finish this real quick.
Sorry.
The Carolina Reaper was the nickname of an American hero in the Revolutionary War. Was that true? Is that true or false?
Hulk Hogan passed away yesterday, 71 years old. The older we get, that doesn't sound very old. And he was an icon, a legend. You didn't have to love wrestling to know who he was. He was really a household name and even recognized globally. The bandana, the handlebar mustache, and all that flair, and such a big, larger-than-life personality.
Yeah, he also got baptized like 18 months ago.
18 months ago. Saw some clips yesterday, one from the 700 Club, another from a podcast where he was very clear about dedicating his life to Christ.
Yes.
And he wasn't saying the man upstairs or I'm religion. He was saying Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord. I made a decision when I was 14, fame, everything. I went down the wrong road for most of my life. But now I've realized he's who count. It's the one that counts, having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, there are two native eagles.
Oh, I didn't do mine. You just did yours.
Yeah, I did mine. Yeah,
let me
jump in. Oh, I'm sorry,
here.
JJ.
Yeah, no, not a problem. First question, Bible question. What kind of wood was Noah's Ark made of? Second question, which is the largest continent? Three, true or false. Yoda, for you Star Wars fans, Yoda was partly modeled after a photo of Albert Einstein. Is that true or false? Yoda was partly modeled after a photo of Albert Einstein. interesting question. It is.
Is that, are you quoting?
No, that's Scooby-Doo and Yoda hybrid.
I thought you were doing a little Albert Einstein impersonation.
That's right.
I'd never heard that before. Scooby-Doo.
No, I would have to take a balloon and do my hair like Bernie and then do say
or
something
stick
like.
Stick your finger in a light socket.
Yeah.
One or the other.
And say something about E squared.
E equals MC squared.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of the, boy, that's a great group. MC squared.
MC squared.
Oh, yeah. That was, he was something.
Can't touch this.
Did Bernie say that or did Albert Einstein say that? All right, Tim.
Fellow went off to college, came home, told his dad, hey, what'd you learn this year, son? Well, Dad, I learned pi r square. Dad's wasted all that money.
Pi r square.
You'd learn pi r square. Pi ain't square, son. All right, to hear my.
This sounds kind of like a personal testimony here, Tim.
Oh, there was a lot of, anyway.
A lot of truth in that.
Yeah. All right, so here are my three questions. Number one, there are two native eagle species in the United States. The bird I'm talking about, not the band, okay?
Or the team.
Talking about the bird, the actual bird. There are two native eagle species in the United States. Name them.
Oh, good question.
There are other eagles that are, you know, other parts of the world, but only two native to the U.S.
Well, and sometimes parents have North to America. Teach their kids about the birds and the Bee Gees.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah. That was staying that alive. Was kind of, that was the most important thing. Staying alive.
That joke.
Some of those eagles, when they check into Hotel California, they're in for the duration.
They can never leave. All right. So here's a second question. Name three well-known U.S.-based. Name three well-known U.S.-based airlines that no longer exist.
Ooh, that's a
good
question.
Don't get me started.
Mm-hmm. Just name three. Yeah. I could come up with four or five myself. I did this off the top of my bald head.
That is a great question. I flew out of tiny Evansville, Indiana for years when I lived in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
There was a line of a dozen different airlines. I could just start naming them all, and you go, I forgot all about them. A dozen to choose from. And I think Big Brother got involved and said it's easy for us to manage just about three, so let's start putting crazy regulations to shut all these outliers. Let's shut them down.
These I thought of are well-known. They were national.
Oh, yeah.
They were national. If not, a couple of them were international airlines. Okay, and then finally, here's my third question. So do you get that question?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good
question. Here's my third question. Again, a baby boomer question. What show did Mary Tyler Moore appear on before she got her own show? What show did Mary Tyler Moore, again, this is a baby boomer question, what did she appear on before she got her own show?
Right.
There you go. All right, to the phones.
Okay. We go to Tennessee, and Holly is on the line. Holly, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly. How are you today?
I am doing well today.
Holly, has it been as hot in Tennessee as it has across the nation?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Well,
hot
and humid.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Do both.
Which one do you feel confident about?
Well, I think Noah's Ark.
Here's the question. What kind of wood was Noah's Ark made of?
Gopher wood.
Nicely done. Way to start
right
us out.
Right out of the
shoe. Yeah, all these little sad a story, but all these little gophers, these little petrified gophers, and they made little planks, and Noah was able to... Take
well,
these,
at least they gave their lives for something important.
You're never without a comeback.
Petrified gophers.
Hey, nicely done, Holly. Thank you for knowing the word, reading your Bible. What's your question for us?
In the Bible, in the Old Testament, there was a famous man named Joseph. Mm-hmm. And in the New Testament, there's another man named Joseph. Name three things that these men have in common.
Okay, Joseph of the Old Testament.
And Joseph in the New Testament, so I'm guessing it's the...
The dad of Jesus?
Yeah, I guess probably husband of Mary.
Right.
I guess that's the Joseph.
They're in the same lineage, but then you had Joseph betrayed by his brothers, falsely accused, rose to power. I don't see a whole lot of connection with Joseph of Joseph and Mary.
Is there another?
Well, it's Joseph of Arimathea. But I don't know enough
much about him.
I don't know.
And he's not really, yeah. Not hey, we're stumped, Holly. What's the comparison?
Okay, both Joseph's father's name was Jacob. If you go through the lineage of Joseph in the New Testament, you'll find that he was the son of Jacob. Also... Now, let me get my head together here. They both, dreams was important in both of their lives.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
And they both went to Egypt.
That's a great question.
Hey, that's Bible trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Holly.
Holly, that is excellent. Those aren't, sometimes these kind of questions get real obscure, but those are all three.
What book did you get that from, Holly?
Me.
Good girl.
Wow. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent trivia question.
Just came up with that on your own, huh?
Yeah.
Holly, use that in Sunday school or the next time you guys get together and have some kind of church party and give a prize for people that can get that. And as good as you are about coming up with that, you can come up with some more Bible trivia that people haven't heard. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. Don't overdo it this weekend with all the heat.
That was excellent. Excellent question. Trivia question.
Great way to start us out.
All right, we go to Arizona. Talk about hot. And Colton is on the line. Colton, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you, Colton. Where are you calling from in Arizona?
Casa Grande.
Okay, Casa Grande.
Big house.
Well, I get that at the Mexican restaurant.
Right. Hey, Colton, you need to turn the radio down or move away from the radio because we can hear ourselves. A little bit of a delay is going to cause some feedback. You'll just move away from the radio.
Kind of unusual Mexican food. It's made of beans and rice.
And tortillas.
And ground beef and cheese.
And tortillas.
And tortillas.
Yeah.
Tortillas. Yeah, it's an unusual Mexican dish.
Yeah.
Colton, so you're 13 years old from Arizona, and you're ready to stump the panel here. Go ahead with your question. Are we supposed to let him answer?
Yeah, you want to answer one?
Yeah, you don't have to ask us. If you want to answer one of ours, go ahead and do that.
Can I answer the true or false?
You talking about the Carolina Reaper one?
Or about Yoda?
Or the one about Yoda?
Yoda.
Okay. Yoda. Here's the question. Yoda was partly modeled after a photo of Albert Einstein. Is that true or false?
True.
It is 100% true.
Yes. 100%
yeah,
true.
I've heard that.
That's pretty bizarre. Now, that was the first I heard of it.
Tell me what you're doing Scooby-Doo?
No.
Yoda.
Oh, okay.
Yoda, Scooby-Doo.
I was going to say, what does
Scooby
do?
Help me out. What's a good Yoda?
He makes. I can't do Yoda anymore. I used to because you have to be a little bit higher to do the Yoda.
I used to do that, but I got typecast.
it's Yoda. I can't. My voice just won't go that high.
Colton got it right.
Yeah,
he got it right.
Way to go, Colton.
Yes. Well done, sir. Yes.
Now, are you a Star Wars fan? You just knew that from some background or trivia about Star Wars, or did you just guess?
Mm-hmm. Guessed.
Yeah. Just guess.
You know, looking at his picture on some of our currency, that makes sense when you think about it.
Currency. You get one of those Yoda $5 bills.
That's exactly right.
You better not take that to the bank.
What's your question for us, Colton?
I don't have one.
All right, buddy. Okay. Thank you for listening in Arizona. And I know you guys are getting A lot of
we had a trivia question
out there.
I had a trivia question last week that got answered, but what's the hottest place in America on average in the summer in major city? It was Phoenix.
Yeah. Ed lived there. He can tell you.
It was so hot. I've told this on the air before. We had a metal ignition, and you put your I had to use a handkerchief to crank the car because you could not hold it long enough.
Too hot to turn over your fingers.
Right.
Well, also the interior of your car, the seats would if you got shorts on, even if you didn't, it'd fry you.
Yeah.
But if you had shorts on, it'd burn your skin.
It was, and the little metal part of your seat.
We get
seat,
that yeah. here, you know, in
right.
a lot of places.
July and August.
Yeah, that's why you don't want black interior. Either.
Right.
All right, so you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we go next where, Ed?
We go to Iowa.
Iowa.
And Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Where are you calling from in Iowa?
Well, if I told you the actual place I'm at, you would know it, but Chilcook, Iowa.
Chilcook.
K-U-K.
Okay, you're right. We don't know.
Well, and it sounds like an Indian name, which there's a lot of Indian Native American influence throughout there.
He was a chief of Chilcook. If you look on a map, we're as far south as you can go in Iowa. We're right on the border of Illinois and Missouri.
Oh, wow. The Tri-City area.
I thought there's
Davenport.
Oh, okay.
That's a quad. Okay, so Tri-City in Davenport? I thought that was a quad city, but man.
Quad city, it is.
Yeah, I was right.
We're way south of that.
Yeah. So, anyway, Robert, ask, answer, or both, my friend?
I want to do the one about the largest continent.
Here we go, JJ.
Here's the question. Bring it. Mine have been flying off the Atlas. Which is the largest continent?
Asia.
Hey, nicely done, Robert. You know what that cowbell means?
Means I get a hat.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You just won yourself a nice AFR ball cap. Hey, how many continents are there, Robert? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Horrible. There's Asia, Africa, Europe, South America, North America, Australia, and Antarctica. That'd be seven, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, seven. Your teachers
Somebody
would be
attention.
Proud of you. Now, here's something. This is just a little sidebar, if we can approach the judge here at the desk. When people, I've asked, well, where is Israel? I've tried to figure out how many continents I've been to. They said, it's, what's in the Middle East? I said, well, that's not a continent. Then occasionally somebody will say, well, it's Asia. I go, Asia? Israel, doesn't seem anything like it should be a part of Asia. But technically it is. Does that seem right to you guys? It just seems like...
That's where it stops. That's where Asia stops. That's actually where the three continents merge.
Yes.
Europe, Africa, and
Asia.
I think,
but it doesn't
I think
seem
Turkey
like,
is Asia Minor, though. It's not Europe.
Oh, okay.
But if you think about Asian people, I don't ever think about, you know, Israel and the Jewish people. I think
Russia is part of Asia as well.
No.
It's not?
Sorry, Ed.
Well, anyway.
Hey, Russia.
Well,
Russia
it's a big old chunk over there, but it's like I say,
big
it just seems like.
Over there, says the boy from Kentucky.
It sounds like.
It's a big old chunk over there.
No, that sounds like it sounds like, hey, here.
No, Israel is Asia. Is in Asia.
Yeah. It just seems weird.
You're
hey,
right.
little backstory, Robert. And stay on the line so we can get your address to send you a cap. Asia, largest of the seven continents, it's home to only 9% of the world's cities, but 60% of the world's population.
Because it 60% includes
60% of
India
the world's population.
China.
Yeah.
All right, so I just need to finish up this Russia thing. Okay.
Russia.
So, Ed, you and I both are right. Because it says that Russia is a country spanning Eastern Europe.
Oh, okay.
And North Asia.
Oh, wow.
Because of Siberia and all that.
All the way, okay. It goes all the way to Korea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and isn't Russia on the northern border of
Japan?
Mongolia?
Yeah.
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 I looked at a house there one time. But, you know, crazy expensive, you know, for a vacation home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was going to use it and maybe
Mongolia.
As an investment.
That's right.
Rent it out, you know, during football season.
Can only get That's there it. By yak.
Airbnb. And then you got to make your mortgage payments with it's yak's just, milk. That's going to
And
be
the volatile the market is right now.
That's right.
You start buying homes in Mongolia and I don't know.
Where's it stop, really?
It stops right there. Where
were we? Robert. Robert's wondering whatever happened to the show.
Hey, Robert, what's your question for us?
Well, I got who was the first person, according to the Bible, to be saved in Europe?
Oh, okay.
What was the question?
Who was the first person recorded to be saved in Europe? So that's going to be, I think, in Philippi?
Philippi, is that going to be the jailer and his family?
You know, it may be.
Hey, what's the answer, Robert?
Lydia,
the seller of purple down by the river.
Yep. She lived in a van.
Hey, Robert.
We had a special spiritual moment there.
Yes, we did.
You stole from us.
Well, I'm telling you, when you have these, fancy new editions of the Bible and get Devos out of there, Robert, stay on the line.
Stay on the line,
so we
yes,
can
sir.
Get your address. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
The van down by the river.
I'm sorry. That came out. My wife's always saying, "Can you please think before you speak?"
Wait, your wife says that too?
I think that's pretty universal. From wives. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
This June 24th marks 3 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned. But here's what you may not know. Abortion numbers have surged to a 10-year high. The battleground has shifted from the courtroom to our homes. Today, over 60% of abortions happen through the abortion pill, taken in silence, often alone. Preborn Network clinics are standing in the gap, meeting women in their most desperate hour. And here's what they're seeing. Young mothers, terrified and misled, are delivering their babies, tiny, perfectly formed, onto bathroom floors. These precious babies, once called just tissue, now lie lifeless. 11% of these women who take the abortion pill will suffer serious health complications. Countless others carry emotional scars for a lifetime. When you give to Preborn, you're not just saving a baby. You're saving a mother, too. You're giving her hope, financial support, and the truth. Preborn has already rescued over 350,000 babies. But there are so many more who need our help. Your tax-deductible gift makes this mission possible. To donate now, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Colossians 1:13.
American Family Radio.
That's Mary Tyler Moore Show right there. The theme, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Those theme songs were snappy, you know?
Weren't they?
Kind of snappy. And in that scene when the introduction to the program, she throws her hat in the air. And now I'm thinking, now in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the women are required to wear hijabs.
Oh, wow.
Because it's well covered up by radical Muslims. Boom.
I want to go back to you saying snappy, Grandpa.
Yes.
Because, Wally.
Yeah.
We don't use the word snappy.
That was groovy, Ed. Groovy.
That was Gruel. Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You know the word that's lasted down through the decades?
I know what you're going to say. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. It's still made it today.
Do you guys remember Boss?
Cool is still cool.
Do you remember Boss? I remember. That is so Boss.
Yeah, you're being a boss.
No,
I think
it wasn't.
It
was from the 50s. It was kind of a beatnik generation, and it was called Boss. That is so Boss. And it was like Cool, but then Cool replaced it, and then you never heard from Boss again.
Boss never came back.
Never came back.
That's right.
All right, let's repeat our questions, and we'll go back to the phones. It's Trivia Friday. It is on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Go ahead.
All right. In Olympic fencing, three types of swords are used. Or swords, for some of you. Name two of them. Two of the types of swords that are used in Olympic fencing. Second question, the Sea of Atlas was the ancient Greeks' name for what body of water? It's not as hard as you think it is, folks. And then third question, the Carolina Reaper was the nickname of an American hero in the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false?
Here's the deal. First time me and old lady went to the Olympics, we got some tickets and went to watch that fencing. I can't tell you how disappointed I was when they didn't see how quick they could put up a chain link fence. I was thinking wooden privacy fence. They was going to be racing against the clock.
Right. You got
very, very disappointed.
You got to read the back of the ticket.
Yes.
It's a very, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you'll be fooled, right?
Have you ever been to any of you guys ever been to the Olympics?
No,
I mean, to watch.
Not for me. Tim probably has.
I haven't. I know it was in Atlanta in 1996, and I don't know what happened, but I thought about going to some of the...
Yeah,
Los Angeles in 84. Now, quickly tell, you had an uncle who was in the Olympics.
Not my uncle, but my wife's uncle.
Yes.
Her great-uncle. He was in the Olympics in Berlin in 1936 with Jesse Owens.
Oh, wow.
Hitler and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Hitler wasn't in the Olympics.
He won a gold medal.
He was at them.
Yes, that duly noted.
It sounded funny. He was in the Olympics with Jesse Owens,
right?
Hitler.
Yeah, he came in second.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
All right. Here's what I've got. First question: who led his troops to disaster at the Little Bighorn in 1876? I've got to put up all new questions. Second question: what poison is found in apple seeds? This is kind of new to me. Did you guys know there's poison in apple seeds? What poison is found in apple seeds?
I tried to feed him to my wife's dog, but
don't say it.
Wow,
do not say that. Third
take
question.
Take that one back.
Eve Tagliano for those hate emails. Third question, in folklore, what mysterious ghost ship can never go home and was doomed to sail the oceans forever? And folklore, what mysterious ghost ship can never go home and was doomed to sail the oceans forever?
That's like that's a lot of buffets right there, like a forever.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? If you got an ocean liner out there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never been on a
cruise ship.
I think on this boat, the backstory, the guy that goes, the captain or whatever, he shows up and he doesn't have a head and he's on a horse and gets on the ship. And then there's a lot of layers
jack-o-lantern
to that. But maybe you've heard about it. You know the answer.
And the shark comes up from the bottom.
I get all my Aesop's fables mixed up.
Thank you. You're describing a dream after some bad Chinese food. All right, here are my questions. Number one, in the U.S., there are two native eagle species. What are they in the United States? There are other eagle species around the world, but there are two native to the U.S. My second question is, name three U.S.-based airlines that no longer exist. Three U.S.-based airlines that no longer exist. I could name four. I named four right off the top of my head. And number three, my final question, what show did Mary Tyler Moore appear on before she got her own show? We just heard the theme from the Mary Tyler Moore
show. That should inspire people.
That's right.
So what show was she on prior to national? It was a national televised show prior to her own show, Mary Tyler Moore. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Virginia. And John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be on with you, gentlemen. I really enjoy watching the show. I got to tell you one thing. I live outside of Washington, D.C., and the strangest thing, occasionally I got to drive into this city, I lose the connection to AFR. As soon as I cross over the Beltway, I have no clue what's going on, but I just can't get the signal inside the Beltway.
Even with the app, or are you talking about the radio station in Northern Virginia?
Radio.
Yeah, they're jamming the signals.
I don't know. I'm trying to. It is.
It doesn't cover all of D.C. Our radio station in Northern Virginia.
I'm trying to think where that tower is. It's our radio tower for that area. I know we have one in Culpeper, but that's not the same thing.
Here's the deal, John. A lot of things happen when you cross over into the Beltway, kind of like being in the Bermuda Triangle of politics. Common sense goes out your window. The Constitution becomes null and void and a whole lot of other things. And then they jam up our signal there to keep anybody from hearing the truth.
No, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
All right, John, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I'd like to do both if I could.
You sure can.
And, mm-hmm. Usually Tim has the tougher questions, but I think I got one of his nailed. The two eagles.
Okay, here's the question, and the answer is not Don Henley and
or Pittsburgh
and Joe Walsh.
Pittsburgh.
Okay, here our pit or no, I think it's Philadelphia the Eagles.
Right.
I got it. Okay, the question is: there are two native eagle species in the United States. What are they?
Well, the first one's easy because I kind of resemble the bald eagle.
The bald eagle, yes.
The second one's a little tougher, but I'm going to go with golden.
Yes, you got it.
Wow, golden. Nicely done, John.
Also a related. You did get the question right, and that's great. Do you know there's a? I looked up American eagle. Do you know what that is?
It's a store.
Yeah. Wow, that's well played.
Way to go.
That's well played.
But this is not a trick question.
Oh, okay. You are right. There's an American Eagle?
Having raised three kids through the teenage years of American Eagle, I'm very familiar with them. There's But what is the American Eagle? John, do you know?
No, I'd go with the clothing store.
Because the American Eagle is also a bald eagle.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Interchangeable.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so if someone refers to an American eagle, it's the same thing.
A bald
thing.
Eagle.
Okay. Yeah.
But American eagle, we're all familiar, you know, we think about it because it's our national symbol.
Yeah.
Our bird.
Right.
The bald eagle.
Can I tell a quick graphic story that I hope doesn't traumatize any little ones like it did my children?
I don't think you can get any worse than me talking about feeding.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't repeat it. So I came home yesterday, and they said that yesterday we've had this nest with some baby birds. They said yesterday a hawk came flapping. They heard the flaps before they even saw the hawk, came down to the nest and grabbed these baby birds and flew off. Then regular birds from our trees came and just started going after him and just squeaking and squawking like, how dare you? And everybody's just jaw dropped telling me how this happened because the tree is only like 10 feet away from the back porch area. And they're like, what in the world just happened? All this commotion. But they said he just started gobbling up those baby birds.
Like eating it?
Yes. And I had no idea that they were carnivores or
cannibals.
And I didn't understand any of that. But they said those massive wings of that hawk.
Yeah, and the hawks are notorious.
Nature is horrifying.
Their lack of manners.
Yeah, there you go. I like this. It balances it out. Horrifying, lack of manners. Just land somewhere in the middle.
Hawks are notorious for that.
Like, oh, yeah.
They just have no
clue. I'm just thinking field mice, some of those things, but, you know, one of your own.
Right.
All right,
well,
anyway.
I mean, they weren't hawk
No, but chicks. I mean baby birds.
Yeah, baby birds. just wrong.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, I told you guys that my wife, we raised chickens, well, she did, over the years, and she had one that she named all her chickens.
Oh, well.
But when we would come home, she would, and the chicken's name was Arlene. This is the absolute truth. And we'd come home, and she would call Arlene's name, and Arlene had come running around the corner of the house.
Yeah.
And sometimes on Saturday mornings when we had gone to Hardee's or something, she would feed Arlene the rest of her chicken biscuit. And I would just tell Diane, I'd just say, no. That is just wrong.
Yes.
That chicken right. Doesn't know what
you... Did she not see the irony?
You know, I don't think she cares.
It's actually in the Bible.
Come here, little piggy. We got some bacon.
Yes.
We want to...
All right,
John, still there. We're
John,
we've left John hanging. Sorry, John.
I'm still here.
what's your question for us, brother? Sorry to leave you there.
Well, no. I enjoy the conversation. Four of our 50 states are considered commonwealths. What four are they? And a hint: your American Heritage Tour visits two of them, and extra credit. What's the difference between a commonwealth and a state?
All right, I got three right off the top of my head.
Kentucky,
all right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, don't say
yes or no. All right,
Kentucky, Virginia, and I've had this as a question. I think Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts?
That's three. Kentucky, Massachusetts, and Virginia. That's three right there.
Right. Well, I had this as a question 6 months ago, and I had the backstory of what differentiates a commonwealth and a
But do you
state,
know the fourth one?
Isn't it Connecticut? Isn't Connecticut
I think it is Connecticut.
We'll go Connecticut. Is that right?
Or Vermont.
No, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Connecticut, not Pennsylvania. I mean,
well, JJ, give the difference.
I don't. That's what I was going to say. I don't.
Do you know, John?
I shared it on the air and can't remember.
Well, you know, there really isn't. A state actually has more rights than a commonwealth. Puerto Rico is a commonwealth, but. We're better off being a state than a commonwealth, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can Google it because I tried to read it, but it's just a little bit hard to follow. It seems like it was written in lawyerese.
Yeah.
But they don't. Everybody says we have 50 states.
Maybe do it. Right. We give a homework assignment for next week. Everybody.
There you go. Everyone's going to
everybody read up
in a report.
Yeah.
Oh well, and it can't be AI generated.
That's going to say you can't use Chat GPT.
Thank you, John.
Can't use Chat PB&J.
Yes.
Yeah, who's next?
John, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. All right, we go to Louisiana, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning, professors. It's my honor to be with y'all this morning.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Thank you for those kind words. Ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to try both, I guess.
Okay. By the way, where do you live in Louisiana?
Well, I live in Bro Bridge, but I'm actually calling from Lafayette.
Yeah, okay. Good area.
Okay.
Great food.
Yep. Oh, all right. Man. All right, David, what did he, do you want to ask, answer?
He wants to do both.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
How about Ed's about that that body of water?
All right. Here's the question, yeah. David. The Sea of Atlas was the ancient Greek's name for what body of water? What say you, David?
I'm going to take a guess in the Mediterranean.
No.
Yeah.
That is a good guess.
It is a good guess.
What about Lake Pontchartrain?
No, not Lake Pontchartrain.
Because he's near there.
Yeah.
Too far. Huh?
That is a good.
Is that a swing and a miss?
It is a swing and a miss.
Okay.
But maybe you fouled it off.
Okay. You know. Lake Pontchartrain. No. Yep. It's a no. Good guess, David. The Mediterranean.
You made it easier for the next person.
Yes, that's what life's about, really, is making, you know, paving the road for the next person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, all right, David, fire away. What do you got for us?
Hey, which state has the tallest state capital?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
That's Louisiana. You're absolutely correct.
Yes, sir.
No, that's the dean of this here.
I was down there. We were down there school. About a year ago, 11 months ago or so, and drove down there to had an event in Baton Rouge, and then it's like a really tall. I say really tall.
State house or something.
Yeah, but it stands out because it's like all alone. where it stands. But yes, the tallest.
I think it's tallest, and then one in Texas is second. I think we've had that question. Hey, complete detour. Thinking about Baton Rouge and everything. David and you guys, did I just hear where Jimmy Swaggart died recently?
Yes, he did.
91 or something like that. Wasn't that within the last couple of weeks, maybe?
I think so.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, is that right, David?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's, in an area.
That's right there in your backyard.
That's correct. Yeah. Wow.
Well,
we're really missing.
Where's your home, David? And you live in Baton Rouge area? Or where?
Lafayette. West.
Down the road, yeah.
In the area of crawfish, boudash, a lot of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank.
And Justin Wilson.
That's right.
Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I've heard of him, yeah.
All right, thanks,
Thank
buddy.
You, David.
Have a great weekend.
So when I was a kid, I had an album. I'm talking about an album. With
like
Justin.
Record help?
Yeah. Vinyl with Justin Wilson. And it was him.
The cook guy?
Yeah, the cook guy. He was a cook guy slash comedian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was a comic.
Yeah, that's nice when you can get some recipes and laugh all from the same 45. There's another throwback. Nobody knows what that means.
For those who don't know, that he was a Cajun cook. Okay, he talked in that thick Cajun accent.
Right.
But he told jokes.
Is he the guy who always says bam? That wasn't him, was it?
No, he said he would
Emerald.
Say he would say
Emerald.
He would say I guarantold you.
I guarantold.
Justin Wilson would say I guarantold you. I can't say it like
that. Was it on television? I think it was on television.
He was a TV, TV cook, but yeah. This was a
Etouffee.
Is that the word I was thinking about?
Yeah, I would have sat up in bed tonight and when it came to me.
Because you want to make sure your English is correct, right?
And like Etou Brutus. Oh, man, that was brutal.
Said the Kentucky boy living in Mississippi. Well, I'm fixing to.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Texas. And Iris is on the line. Iris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, you great professors. How are y'all doing?
Great professors.
Howdy.
Thank you, Iris.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, that was refreshing.
Ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I would like to do both, and I really have to decide between the two, but I will answer the one about the airlines that are not anymore.
Good.
Okay, by the way, where do you live in Texas, Iris? Where are you calling from?
I live in Rockwall, Texas, just east of Dallas.
Oh, we
have a lot of people that love you out here.
Thank you very much.
Hey, when I'm in that area, I stay at that Hilton right there on the lake. You know where I'm talking about?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's about maybe 5 miles from my home, and I love it. It's a beautiful area.
Well, if we have to go to the Dallas area, Allison, my wife, always says, hey, get us a hotel room. Right there on that Hilton,
Lake Conroe, or where is that?
I don't know what that lake's called. What's that lake called?
It's Rockwall Lake, isn't it?
No, Lake Ray Hubbard.
Oh, Ray Hubbard, yeah.
Ray Hubbard.
Yeah.
He started Scientology. People don't know that.
Well, ask your question.
Oh, okay.
About the airlines.
Yes. My question, Iris is about to answer. Name three well-known U.S.-based airlines that no longer exist, Iris.
Okay, TWA, Pan Am, and Eastern Airlines.
Way to go.
Way to go.
I tell you what, if you can name one more, I'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Wow.
Can you name one more?
Let me think for a minute.
Okay.
You said TWA, Pan Am,
Eastern.
American. No, American is still here, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, I got tickets.
Can't think of it.
I bought them.
Too bad. I would have given it away.
Okay, you got it right. Northwest, yes. Way to go.
Northwest? Okay.
No, she didn't, but I'm giving it to her.
Good.
Oh, you're helping her out.
Y'all help her out.
Okay. So we're going to send Iris a ball cap, an AFR ball cap, for getting the answer right. Iris, Iris said this. She's in answer to the question. She said TWA,
right?
Pan Am and Eastern Airlines. Yeah. We all remember those.
Yes.
Okay. And you said Northwest Airlines.
But I got that from JJ.
That's what I wrote. TWA, Braniff, Northwest, all those others.
Braniff.
Yeah.
Braniff. They had all the different colors.
Evansville, Indiana, a small town, and I can remember seeing like 10 to choose from. I said, wow, this is great. Look at this selection. Things like Braniff, Northwest, Eastern, TWA, they used to be everywhere. But yeah. Conspiracy theory. You know, I admit
it's
that.
It's rare for
but
you.
But I think the Big Brother, I think the government said, let's put some of these smaller ones out of business, make it too hard for them to compete so we can manage just like two or three.
What's the ultimate goal?
For that?
Yeah. World dominance?
I don't know. I haven't really thought it that far through.
Because you do have Southwest and Frontier and Alaska, and you do have some smaller air. But Braniff.
Not as many as what you used to see, because there used to just be like a strip mall.
All right. So anyway, way to go, Iris. What's your question for us?
Okay. I'm going to ask you, what does Psalm 139:16 say?
What does Psalm 139?
Well, that's
9, verse 16.
All right, that's right in the area about your fearfully and wonderfully made, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. You gentlemen are right.
Well, that's Ed, the pastor.
My substance, yet being imperfect and in tiny book, all my members were written, which is a continuation, were fashioned.
Amen.
Amen.
Saw me in my mother's womb before a day was written. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
Amen.
Hey, Iris, I'm going to put you on hold, so stay on the line. Cindy Roberts will come and get your information, and we'll send you a ball cap. And so try to stay cool, and you're already cool, but temperature-wise, and have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.
All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday. We'll reset our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.